Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of Stronghold of Happiness, where, amid Ella's harrowing situation, Peter, who is anxious to see his beloved Ella, returns home on leave, only to find his whole world has been turned upside down.
The bus stop, Sandham, March 1942.
Did you manage to get your husband's ciggies, Mrs. Samways?
Thankfully I did. Quite a queue, though.
I miss bananas most. Can't believe it's 1942 and still the wretched bombs fall.
Our Lily been bombed out in London. Lost everything, poor soul.
That's awful.
But there, we must do as King George urged us to do back in 1939 and stand firm.
Guess so. Have you seen Ella lately?
No, not lately. Expect the farm work's keeping her busy. Sure, right?
Not sure. Now I'm working in the laundry, we don't see each other much. When we do, she hardly speaks. Quite withdrawn.
Oh, that don't sound good. Shall I have a word with her, do you think?
You can if you like. I have tried. I'll have another go, though.
Right, well, I'll leave that to you then, Hannah. Tell her to call and see us. We'd have missed seeing her.
Army headquarters. Somewhere in England.
You wish to see me, sir?
Damn right I did. I've had enough of you, Harrington. Always dodging responsibility.
Sorry, sir.
You're leading the next push, and you'll have the pleasure of my company. Understood?
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir.
Hannah's bedroom. 1 week later.
Thanks for coming, Elle.
It's okay.
I just wanted to chat, really. It's ages since we caught up.
Yeah. Been a bit preoccupied.
You can say that again. Look, what's up, Elle? You've been avoiding me and... Well, it's just not like you.
Sorry.
What is it? Surely you can tell me. I'm your mate. Look, whatever's wrong, we can get over it, you know. I just want to help. Just tell me. Please?
Charles forced himself upon me at the Christmas party. Oh, Hannah, it was terrible. He was just like an animal. And all I know is my life's... is over.
My God! The evil bastard!
That's not all.
Go on.
I'm late with my period. I'm frightened, Han, so very frightened.
Oh, Elle. It looks like you're having a baby. But it'll be all right. We'll get over this, we will.
Dear God, what will I tell Father? And Peter. My darling Peter, he won't want anything to do with me now.
Let's not run ahead, hey? I've had a thought. My aunt, Mrs. Trent, is recently widowed. I reckon you could go and live with her as a companion. Well, that's what we'll say, just until the baby is born.
But what'll happen after it's born?
Seems to me it'll be best all round if the baby can be adopted. No one needs to know the truth.
Oh, Hannah, you've given me hope.
There's always hope, Ella. It'll all look brighter soon. You'll see.
But I just can't see how.
Just trust, Elle. Things will come right. They always do in the end.
I don't know. I hope Father won't make too much of a fuss about me going away.
I think we need a confidant. And that is my mum. She'll make your father understand that her sister is in great need.
Yeah, I guess your mum needs to know. But what about my work on the farm? I'll have the authorities after me if I don't attend my war work.
Don't worry. Mum will go and see the farmer. She's known Cyril Cooper for years. He'll be fine, especially if he knows you'll return after the birth. It's all right, Elle. Just keep strong.
Gamekeeper's Cottage, summer 1942.
Oh, Mrs. White.
May I come in for a few minutes, Mrs. Samways?
I suppose so. How can I help?
Well, it's more like, how can I help you?
Oh?
It's about your grandson, Peter. He's been away fighting for some months, I believe.
That's right.
Before he went, he was seeing the doctor's daughter.
Yes, Ella, she'd be a lovely girl.
You might not think so when I tell you what's happened.
Which is what, Mrs. White?
Ella is in the family way.
And how do you know that's true?
I just do. And I thought you would wish to warn Peter. She's a bad lot, no doubt about that.
There's my door, and I would like you to pass through it.
There's no need to get funny with me.
I'm not. I don't listen to gossip, Mrs. White, and I wish you to leave.
Well, you can't help some people.
Waterloo Station, autumn 1942.
Well, I'm dashed. It's Samways. Fancy meeting you on Waterloo Station.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good, thanks. How's that girlfriend of yours? Have you made her your wife yet?
Not yet. I'm on my way to Dorset now, actually, and I have a ring in my pocket.
Good for you, Samways. I'm going to your part of the world too. The old man died a few months ago. This is the first chance I've had to get to the old home.
I'm sorry to hear about your father, sir.
No need to be. You see, I never really knew the old devil. Sent away to school at 7 and straight into the military. Rather different from the childhood you were telling me about. And the wisdom of Barnes, eh? I'm heading for first class, so I'll wish you good luck, Samways. Look after your soon-to-be wife and make the most of life.
Thank you, sir.
Rose Cottage, Cranmore St. Michael.
It will soon be your time, Ella. And although I've been happy to have you here, well, I'm afraid I can't have a baby as well.
This baby has ruined my life. Yet, it's all I have in this world.
Oh, I wish I had an answer, my dear.
But Mrs. Trent, you said it would be all right.
And it will be all right if you have the baby adopted. He or she will go to a good home where it will be cherished.
But I want to cherish it.
The outskirts of Downside Alley.
Thank God I'm nearly home.
Can't you see the sign, mate? Village closed. Keep out. The Downside estate has been taken over by the War Office.
But you don't understand. I live here. I'm home on leave to see my family.
No one lives here now. Sorry, but you'll have to go back.
But what I...
Been away in the war, have you? Nobody told you about the evacuation.
Evacuation? But where have they all gone?
Dunno, mate. Oh, hang on. I've got a list here. Should find them here.
Here they are. Moved to flat 14, Selworth Road. Thanks for that.
That's all right, mate. Mind how you go now. Flat 14, Selworth Road.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, it's good to see you, Peter. Sorry we couldn't let you know about the evacuation.
That's all right, Mum. Where's Gran?
Oh, I'm sorry, son. She passed away. The shock of it all, you see.
Oh, Mum.
She's at peace now. Really went downhill after we received the letter.
Letter? From who?
The War Office. The Downside estate was one of her target practice. Just till the war's over, they said. Then we can go back.
That's reassuring. Oh, God, what am I thinking about? Ella. Where's Ella?
She's gone to be a companion to Mrs. Butt's sister, who's just lost her husband.
Where, Mother? Where is she?
Why don't you wait till the war's over, Peter? Everything will be different
then. I've been away for almost a year. I must see her. Mother, you don't understand.
Of course I understand, son. Please, at least, wait till your father gets home.
Just tell me where she is. Please, Mum. Of course, I'll come back later, but please, just give me the address.
It's a few miles away and...
Please, Mum. The address.
Cranmore St. Michael. It's north of Sandham. Only I wish you wouldn't. I mean, how will you get there?
Did my old motorbike make it here?
In the shed, but I wish you... Poor Peter. Oh, poor Ella.
It seems that nothing or no one can stop the devastation now awaiting Peter. Don't forget to tune in to next week's episode as more than one dark secret is revealed.